Hey, this is Meredith's husband. I've got some SEO advice for you, but I'm going to keep it really simple so that you can understand it, so it makes sense, and most importantly, so you can actually use it. So this one is about conversion path.
Path?
Path.
Like a path in the woods you follow?
Kind of, except it's a path from Google to your thank you page is what it is. It's the path. When you talk about SEO, we're trying to get users from Google to your thank you page, literally.
Which means they reach out, submit something, and receive the thank you.
Correct. You only get to your thank you page by doing the action, whatever the action is.
Right.
Add to cart, buy now, contact you, whatever it is.
Now, in my new website, I don't think I've created a thank you page.
Well, you will. You'll have one before it goes live. Typically, what you do, if it's an obstacle for you at all, creating a thank you page, you just take your contact page and you duplicate it, but you remove the contact form and you just put your thank you message.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah. But yeah, the conversion path. So last week, you remember the fifth rule? Talk about the pillars.
Rule. Hold on.
The pillars of SEIQ.
The fifth rule was that you do it so you get something out of it.
Yeah, pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. It needs to do what you want it to do. Your website needs to do what you want it to do. Your conversions.
There we go. Those are the rules.
This is the reason you have a website.
Yes.
You don't have a website because you had some spare time and you don't want to build a website.
Well, there must be one person.
If money were no object, I would sit around and build websites.
You would?
Yeah, I would. I like doing that.
Yeah.
I love SEO. I just moved my website to Wix, by the way. We're going to do an episode about Wix because Wix is awesome.
Oh,
I bagged on Wix for many years because Wix was terrible.
I just
moved my site to Wix and it's crazy awesome.
Really?
And I've been getting into the nuts and the bolts and doing my own SEO.
Of course.
And I remembered, I love this stuff.
Oh, baby, that's great.
Okay. So your website needs to do something.
Yes.
So SEO.
That's very good. I think, and that's a great episode. We're done.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's gold right there.
If your website doesn't do anything, you should make it do something. So the goal of SEO, like I've said before, not high rankings.
Right.
People typically think, oh, what are you trying to do with SEO? Are you trying to get on to
page one?
Page one. Oh, that's all. No, the goal of SEO is to get conversions from Google.
Which I remember means that you have Google showing your website in the first 100 places.
So the conversion path is all the steps that somebody's going to take from first seeing your website listed in Google to visiting your site, to navigating your pages, to taking your call to action to your thank you page. That's the conversion path.
Right.
Now, this is especially important because there's only two ways you can get more business from your website. Two options. You can get more people to your website.
Yeah.
Or you
By
can get
blogging.
More. No, just how you get more business. If you want to get more leads from your website, what do you need?
Okay.
You either need more people coming to your website.
Yes.
Or you need to have more of the people who are already visiting your website to contact you.
Say that one more time.
Okay, you get the first one, right? You get more visitors to your website.
Yes.
If you want more leads from your website, you got to get more people to visit your website.
Yes.
Another way to increase the number of leads that you get from your website is to focus on the people who are already visiting your website and just get more of them to contact you. It's the conversion rate.
Okay.
Conversion rate is very important. It is the holy grail of metrics in website stuff.
Shall we give a little?
I'll put the sound effect in later.
Oh, very nice. Is it going to be better then?
No, I'm going to actually use that
as
the sound
You're
effect.
Welcome.
I'm going to make a clip. So the conversion rate, to give you an example, let's say, I may have actually used this as an example before. Let's say you want to double the amount of business you get from your website. Okay. One way to do that, and this is what people typically think of immediately.
Just make twice the amount of pages.
Right. You get twice the number of people to visit your website.
Right.
That should do it, right?
Right.
Or you can double the percentage of people who are contacting you.
How?
Now, well, that's what I'll get into in this conversion path. But imagine if you had conversion rates are going to range for a lead gen site, like a photographer, a lead generation. So you're not selling something. You're trying to generate leads with your website.
Yes.
We call that a lead gen site.
Ooh.
For a lead gen site, a conversion, a typical conversion rate is going to be anywhere from 0.5% to 2%.
Okay.
Now imagine we're just starting and we have a 0.5% conversion rate.
Okay.
So that means out of every 100 people on average, just half a person contacts you.
Mm-hmm.
I would use 1,000, but then I got to do math. I
can't. 20.
Okay. Let's say one. Okay. Let's say you have a conversion rate of one. So every 100 people visit your website, one person contacts you.
Yeah, I think we could just start with that.
So if I were to say, okay, we're going to work on improving your conversion rate, and we're going to take it from a conversion rate of 1.0 mm-hmm. to 1.2.
Yes.
Okay, that's might seem like a pretty insignificant
20%. Increase,
right? But it is exactly. It's 20%. You just increased your business by 20%.
I can't even believe I came to that number. I hate math.
And you can do that pretty quickly. Like it would take a long time to get 20% more visitors. It would probably take a while to get 20% more visitors from Google. Whereas something like a improvement to your conversion rate, something like that could happen almost overnight. Like
how?
If you were to work on the steps. So let's talk about the steps.
Take me to the steps.
In a second. But first, it's important to do this to work on your conversion rate first. Not only because it can have an immediate impact on the people who are already visiting your website, mm-hmm. but if then you do get more people to visit your site, then you are converting them at a higher rate too. So this is a good place to start.
You don't want to put the cart before the horse.
I think that's right.
It is right, because then the horse is just going to walk right into the cart and smash everything.
So
then you got to start all over, and the poor horse is going to be very hurt.
Okay, so the first step in the conversion process is going to be what people see in Google.
Right.
That is starting to give people a first impression.
Wait, you have to say that again, because I was imagining this poor horse alone. Say that one more time for your wonderful wife who loves you.
The first step on the conversion path is when people see your website in Google.
Yes, okay.
Or they see information about you on Google. People are already generating a first impression before they even get to your site.
Yes.
And we've talked about this before. This is why we want to focus on your Google business profile. Make it really impressive as you can. It makes
a
difference.
Sense.
It really does make a difference.
First impression.
And that's kind of cool because it's kind of like a covert first impression. People don't really expect what they see on Google was placed there by you.
True.
It's kind of...
Unless you run your own business.
Well, I think when people see something on Google, they think it's more objective.
Yeah, this is true.
You know? But the second step along this conversion path
How
is
many
the
steps
landing
are there?
Page. There's five steps.
Hey, we're pretty five-ish.
The landing page is whatever page people land on your website. It's not always going to be the homepage.
Right.
Might be a blog page. But there are steps you can take that will help to improve your conversion rate.
Mm.
We've talked
on
about the
any
three.
Any page.
Any page.
They land
the three questions that people ask. When
Where are you? Where am I? What am I seeing?
Pretty close, yeah. Question one, where
am I?
Hungry? What is this place?
What is
question
place?
Two, what is there to
what
do here?
What is this magical?
And question three, what is the decision I need to make before I leave this website?
This is not my wonderful wife.
Good God. That's the second step.
Yes.
Third step is your CTA. What is the action that you are taking people to do? Now, this is a major one because you can make it very convoluted and complicated, or you can make it fairly easy.
I'm very good at the first.
Yes. But this is where you want to reduce mental friction. You want to make it easy for people to reach out and enticing.
Like a warm ice cream spoon into the carton.
Okay. The fourth step is your conversion page.
Okay. That's the contact me page.
Yeah. The contact page. Again, should be very simple.
Simple.
Fewer questions. Ask for only what you need with your contact form. Don't ask for more. Make it simple when possible.
Yes.
Don't have links pointing to other websites. Don't have links pointing to your blogs. Don't have other things for people
social
to do.
Media.
Once people get to your conversion page, everything should be there. Like a testimonial is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple. Mm-hmm. Keep it friendly.
Mm.
Now, most people would say, that's it. That's the end of the conversion path.
Yes, but
it's not.
It is not. But wait, there's more.
The confirmation page. We talked about the confirmation page. The thank you page.
We did.
The thank you page. I think we did right at the beginning of the episode.
I think it was last week.
The confirmation page. Number one, technically you need it in order to measure your conversions. It's helpful to measure how many leads you're getting. But number two, I think of it like the follow through.
Mm.
And I know I make a lot of sports analogies.
You but don't, like, actually. Surprisingly, you yeah. don't make as many here as you do in
every
life.
Every other day. So I'm going to use the analogy of a golf swing in this case. So when you're watching Tiger Woods and he comes, he takes his club back and he hits the ball. I'm not a golfer, if you can tell.
You are a good golfer.
I've golfed, but.
You are a very good golfer.
He doesn't pull his club back and then swing and hit the ball and then stop immediately. He follows through, even though he's already hit the ball. The ball's gone, right? But his follow through and what he does during that follow through helps determine where the ball is going to go.
Really?
Yeah. Because if you follow through and you are turning your club one way, you're going to do one thing. If you're turning your club another way, it's going to do something different. Or we could, or you could think about it like a swinging a baseball bat. Like that's a lot of times when you're teaching somebody to do these things, when your coach is training you, they're going to tell you what to do in the follow through.
Okay.
Right. The point is that I'm trying to make is that once people contact you, you don't send them to a blank page at that point.
Right.
You don't send them back to Google. You at least give them a thank you message.
Yeah. Well, you want to acknowledge a closure, and, and now we're in motion.
Yeah. And I think nowadays, I think you want to take it a step further. You want to follow through like a professional. You want to give a sincere message, something that inspires some confidence in people that, oh, I've made a good decision. You don't want somebody to have buyer's remorse right after they sent you their information.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine if you click submit and then you went to a broken page? Like, like that's not going to leave you with a good feeling.
No.
Follow through like a professional. Give a sincere message. I think the days of having, thank you for your message, we'll get back to you as soon as possible. I think those days are over.
Yes.
That's like the bare minimum you could do.
Yes.
But now at this point, you know, people ask me a lot, well, should I give people my social media channels? Should I send them to my social media? Well, perhaps after they have contacted you, yes.
Yeah.
Now at this point, yeah, give somebody a slideshow to watch. Give somebody your social media profiles.
Or how about a special link to a gallery or
Something special.
Yeah.
Something that makes them feel special.
Aww.
Something that makes, I don't know, something entertaining, something that makes them laugh.
What about would like a cute video of like a happy pig?
Yeah. If you can leave people smiling at this point. Mm. That's the first step in getting that person to be an actual
Note
client.
To self, Google happy pig videos.
Oh.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We really hope that you find this helpful and useful. And if you do, what you could do for us as a thanks would be to, drumroll please, yes, leave a review. Yes, everybody says it, I know, but it really does make a difference. Take 3 seconds, leave as many stars, say something really nice about what you like about the podcast and maybe why other people would like it. It would mean the world to us, especially my husband. That better? All right, I'm going to try one where I'm not going to be charming.